Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ryan Matamore's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder and president of Growth Engine Company. He's the author of Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. That's the one I have in front of me. I think he may have a couple more of those out there. 99 Inspiration. I think maybe that's another one. What do you think, Brian?
Well, yeah, and I've got a new one coming out in the fall. It's called 21 Days to a Big Idea.
I love that. So, and we expect to launch that on the show, by the way.
Well, thank you. That'd be great.
That's automatic. So that's the correct company, right? Growth Engine Company.
It is Growth Engine. Yeah, we're
Growth Engine. All right.
Yeah. Growth Engine, we're an
innovation. Want to make sure, because these guys are so busy, folks. They got so many things going on. They're always changing things up, and we haven't heard from you in a few months. I want to make sure I had it right. Hey, Brian, ideas, and one of the things you talk a lot about is idea goals, and a lot of people have never put those two words together. They think of they have goals and they have ideas, but to actually say I'm going to set goals for my ideas, that's something that you've been helping folks with, and I think it's important. And what I'd like for you to do, if you don't mind, is let's differentiate between an idea goal as the CEO of our company, and then what do we do with it when we take that down out of our orbit, out of our CEO orbit, and put it in place with the troops. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting with the CEO because a lot of the clients we work with will say, we'll say to them, how does it work when you ask your employees for ideas? And almost never do CEOs get ideas when they say, you know, bring me some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work.
No.
What works is to be very specific about the kinds of ideas you want. So, you know, you go to one guy and say, well, you know, we want some ideas on how to sell our new product specifically to this particular client or this particular group of people or how to cut costs or how do we appeal to this particular market, whatever it is. By being specific, that gives people something to hang on to, and then they can start to get some ideas.
So that's what you would do as a CEO. CEO role, folks, Brian, I'm going to set it up. You make sure I'm right here. Your CEO role would be to say, okay, my people are smart. They have ideas, they have thoughts, and things that they can help us with. I just need to get it out of their heads. But if I give them just a broad request, nothing's going to happen. So I need to say, I need to make sure I know what I want the company to do, and then ask them, in other words, the general direction, whether we're going east or west, and I need to ask them about questions, ask them questions about ideas a little more specifically about going east or west.
Absolutely correct. You know, it's such a paradox in this world of creativity and ideas. People say, well, no, we want to keep it open, and so ask them for any ideas. It just doesn't work.
No.
You have to be very specific about the kinds of ideas you want. And for a CEO, that means they have to be creative about all the areas where they might need ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's just not new products or new sales, but, you know, how do we cut costs, or how do we, or again, how do we, you know, how do we increase sales next Thursday, you know? I mean, or find an idea tonight, and I need one tomorrow morning on this specific topic.
Well, remember, we're not talking about things that are written in granite. We're talking about ideas.
Well, right? that's a great point too. You know, we'll do an ideation session. You know, we did one a while back for a famous yogurt company, and of course we generated 200 ideas. And then of those, you know, maybe how many are in? You know, people say there are no bad ideas in an ideation session. Most of them are bad.
That's right. I was just sitting here thinking just now. thank God, everybody didn't like all of my ideas. thank God, most of my ideas didn't come to fruition, right?
Well, it's so much a numbers game, and so you know maybe 10%, and of those, you know maybe 1 or 2% actually get launched and done. But you know if you don't have those idea goals of getting the 200, it's very hard to get down to the 1 or 2 that you really want.
Well, exactly, and it's sort of like I think of it sort of like a projection. A financial projection. One of my mentors told me 30 years ago, 35 years ago, all projections are wrong. and he's right, and he was right, because you can't, projections are what you shoot into the future, but they help you get down the road. And you continue to refine and check your position. You do the same thing with ideas, don't you?
Boy, you sure do. And because the other thing is, ideas are never almost never born. You know, as beautiful adults, they're mm-hmm. ugly children, right?
Right.
And so you gotta raise them and nurture them and all the rest. And you know, hopefully you have some good ideas that are starting points. But boy, those things evolve when you bring them to the marketplace, as you well know. They evolve and change, and you have to be flexible and be creative in the process of bringing them
right.
to market.
So, but a goal, an idea goal. This again, back to that. People don't really think about those two words together, do they?
No, they don't. You know, and I, you know, that new book I have coming out in the fall, 21 Days for a Big Idea, that was, I set a goal for myself of coming up with a big idea every day for 21 days. And, of course, it's, you know, because I was going to teach this.
That's hard work, isn't it?
It's really hard. The first 7 days was a lot of fun. I was on
right.
vacation. After that, it was brutal, you know,
yeah.
and it's very, very hard. And, of course, it depends on what you mean by a big idea. But to have those idea goals, I mean, we do it just in our business anyway, but to have these extra idea goals, it was really tough, and people don't understand that it's a lot of work.
Where do you start? What do you start out by saying, what if?
Well, the book gets into a lot of different approaches. But, you know, what if is a good one. Certainly, you know, the easiest one and most obvious one is find problems and solve them. But, you know, you save people time or save other institutions time, make them more efficient, save money, obviously, leverage your technology, help businesses or people self-actualize. All those strategies will help you get new ideas for sure.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I need your website, please.
The website is www.growth-engine.com.
And the current book is Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs, right?
Yeah, and that's, again, that what makes that book sort of nice is that it tells you which techniques to use for different challenges. So,
there you go. And we got a new one coming out in the fall we'll be talking to you about later on. We'll help Brian launch that on the show. All his books are outstanding. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'll get better, I promise. Maybe in another 17 years I'll work this out. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.